We are rolling now?
We are rolling.
Is the theme song playing?
It is now.
Okay, so okay. So the answer was no.
And can you hear it? Because you do have headphones.
I'm only holding them.
I can hear
them. But sometimes I can hear them. Like,
can you hear the theme song?
Okay, so I just put the headphones up to my
as
ear.
As it ended?
And I heard just a faint, like, so I think you might need to play the theme song again.
Play it again, please.
Quiet.
Play it again, please, and make it louder.
I'm going to put the cans on just to see, like, levels.
Okay. Yeah, that'll actually be good to have somebody we respect.
So they made us feel, can you hear me?
So low, though.
Okay.
Haze is very low.
Yeah.
Haze is a little low in the cans.
Theme song's playing. It's kind of mixing with the theme
song
being
so loud.
Did you turn the theme song more?
Because he said it was quiet?
I can't hear myself at all in the cans. I'm getting nothing.
Okay.
Can you hear yourself now?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
He said, can you hear yourself? But he was talking.
But what Casey's saying is not like, can you hear yourself in the headphones? He's saying like, can you hear yourself?
Saying I sound like an asshole?
Can I be honest? I think he thinks that's what the Verizon guy used to say.
Mm. Can you hear yourself?
Can you hear yourself now?
The guy that then went on to work for Sprint?
Yeah.
So I got a big zero. In my cans.
Yeah.
And I'm also noticing nobody else is wearing cans.
Well, yeah. So this is sort of HeadGum's policy. They said they're like taking podcasts back from the left or something, but they just don't. They're like.
Well, that explains the big woke with a red line through it.
Yeah.
Outside that, the messaging here.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the cans
it's
off.
Oh, it's
the
like.
The cans are actively making this harder.
Yeah. No, they find. Headphones to be like feminine and infantilizing or something. Yeah. The language was confusing to me, but basically we were like, can we have headphones? And they were like, I guess you could, but we were made to feel a lot of shame around.
Well, and the passive aggressive move clearly from them is to give you headphones, but make them sound like abject dog shit.
Yeah.
They always sound bad, and they do put them out now and they go, we have your headphones here. Like, if you need them.
Wow. The woke sign is, so the O is a red circle with
O's
a line
like a
through
no,
it.
Like,
and inside the symbol is Scott Aukerman.
Yeah.
Who I
yeah,
guess to
yeah.
them.
That's like the symbol of
wokeness.
Like the progressive, yeah.
I will say the graphic design is great. Like it's
done. Gorgeous.
It's well done.
It's a great sign. A craftsman was involved. Like there's no one's criticizing the work that went into the sign. I think the message to me is like, it's confusing because I don't think of Scott as that.
Scott Wokerman?
I just don't think of him that, like, you know, kind of not, you know.
I don't, not that he's not, like.
But I wasn't in studio when he came, he did the show recently, and I wasn't in studio, so maybe he did some, like, very woke stuff. Like, do you remember anything?
Yeah, as I'm looking back, it's like, no,
I want to.
What did he do?
I want to bring Clea in because it's the first time we've never. Met you before.
We've never mm-hmm. done this.
Yeah.
First time in studio.
Yeah.
What I'm hoping is that just sort of had something to do
that
with
that
all
was
of
the
it.
Problem.
Yeah.
Yes. I think some intention setting would actually be amazing for this.
I am so happy
yeah.
that
right?
you're saying this, Hayes,
yeah.
because
okay.
I was like, you know, when Kevin emailed me, I was like, my first thought was absolutely not. Like, I'm not putting myself back in that situation because it was. It hurt, you know, and I felt like Sean and I, you and I kind of got to a better place towards the end, but then you like never called, you never wrote, like, and I was like, oh, so maybe I imagine, I don't know. But so then I just thought like, you know, maybe we can do it differently and maybe in person, you know, like being in each other's space, we'll be able to like.
Right.
Just be, you know, just be people.
Right. And so you were just not going to show up at all, even though, like, you do have a financial responsibility for the way this has played out so far.
Mm-hmm.
You are, like, 100% legally responsible for everything that has been flushed, I'll say it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Into the open sewer of this project.
But...
Now, is there going to be a flush sound? Because I can't hear it.
I mean, it's all I hear when I'm going to sleep at night.
That would be, to me, that is, the next level of podcasting, and it actually applies to what we're here to talk about. And I think, Hayes, you're being very fair. You're being very kind. What Clea has done is worse than how you're characterizing it. And yet, the industry is at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a moment of upheaval.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just our project that was flushed. And it's not just Clea who's a bad actor in this situation. We have all kinds of things that have been frozen, thrown away, sidelined, production shut down. Like, right. You know, there's striking, there's demands, there's all these things happening. And like this movie that we weren't going to be able to make,
mm-hmm.
forget whose fault it was. Maybe it was never a movie. What I think is, so Love and Santa. Love Jason, Santa. Are you familiar with the Love and Santa property?
Of course. You know, as someone who's been listening to this show every episode since you guys, honest to God, were talking about reality shows.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Since you guys were talking about reality shows, yeah. I've been listening yeah. to you break
you know
it
about
down.
That. You didn't just find out about that before
no.
the record? Okay, because yeah. you speak not. About it. So, like,
look, no, I have
the way
like,
you talk about it is like, knowledge yeah. he about, was there. Mm-hmm.
About you guys, about what you do, I need your thoughts. I need, you are, you know, I have a podcast app that catches all the podcasts I listen to, and then I have an app that just does you guys.
Okay.
And that's the app I open first because I want to know what's up. And if there's a new app, great. I'm listening immediately. If there's not, I'm listening to the last app that's in there. Boom. I'm re-listening.
Why the two different apps?
Because I have one Hollywood Handbook dedicated app.
Okay.
I've got one app. And you can change. You know you can change app names? So I've got a podcast app that's just called The Boys.
Mm.
It's an app dedicated to you guys. So, yes,
boys
I'm out. Familiar with the project.
Yeah.
How it
the boys
originated.
Are in
town. I'm familiar with Mary Holland's involvement. I'm familiar mm-hmm. with Mackenzie Davis's involvement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow.
These are above the title names. These yes. are bold-faced names.
Oh, yes. God,
and
yes.
they are both out. Like, I just want to be
which,
totally
again,
clear
which,
about yes. that.
Let me be clear.
Which is great.
I'm okay with
okay.
great
I'm okay
for the
with
project.
I think they both have terrible reputations.
They yeah. didn't get
I
it.
Met
they
them both.
Get it.
I dislike
you.
Them. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're... And I think they're... I'll say it. Not talented.
Nasty right. and nasty, nasty ladies and yeah. no yeah. talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was... Yeah, it
some
was
people, like, fulfill... Like the reason they're supposed to be there at that time, you know, and then move on. They did not do that even and like were did not even fulfill any initial purpose.
And I mean, truthfully, I was kind of burning them off because when mm-hmm. they signed on for the Happiest Seasons, they
yeah.
I
happiest
had
season of all, yeah.
that I have yeah. oh, Happiest Season of All. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, like I signed them for like a 2-picture deal. Uh-huh. So I was sort of like burning them off, you yeah. know, with Love
okay.
and Santa.
Mm-hmm. Now you're
and
out of
so,
yeah.
So
you're
you
like, okay, so we're
that.
Good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. yeah.
So I thought, you know, like I'm glad Jason is here because it's kind of like new energy. That terrible movie is behind us. Like both, you know, Happiest Season of All and.
Right.
I'm know, I don't know.
A lot, couple bad movies.
I was so delighted to be invited. You know, Kevin emailed me and said, the boys have a business opportunity.
This,
can you come
this
on?
This is an emailing fool we have over here, it sounds like.
Oh, he. And then he emailed me again and said, another email from me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, sorry to give you so many emails. He does that thing where he gives you a lot
yes.
of front stuff just to get to the business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
yes.
Hey, man,
he softens
to,
you.
A lot of
He works
of,
the
you
body.
Know,
yeah.
yeah. yeah.
Until
hope
you're
you
out
had
of
a
wind.
Good weekend. I went and saw Fast and Furious, Fast 10. So good. Loved it.
Yeah.
Hope you're well.
Best
remember,
one yet.
We got a podcast coming up today in just a few, and it's a lot. And I just am like, dude, I just want to know where's the studio?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Usually when somebody says this could have been an email, they're referring to like a long meeting or something. Mm-hmm. But with Kevin, what they're referring to is 20 to 30 emails.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this could have been an email.
Yeah.
You know, that's the feeling that
well,
I have
feel
a
like
lot
Kevin's
with him.
Doing a thing where if you stitch all of his first paragraphs together, it's a bit of creative writing.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. without all the business elements,
yeah.
like, he's forging friendships, I think.
Uh huh. It's
wow.
And a croissant. That, right?
And a croissant.
Yeah.
And a croissant.
A cross sticks.
Yeah.
It's a
lacrosse stick.
It's a lacrosse stick.
Yes. It's the first. the first letter of every subject line, if you stitch them together, right? Like spells out a message.
Yeah.
I want to talk about podcasts and sort of the role that they can serve in this moment as the writers are on strike. Like you said, productions are shutting down.
Pencils down.
And so I...
Hollywood's a union.
When we talked about potentially converting this property into a podcast, I was skeptical at first. I thought it might be sort of undermining what like some of the writers are doing, like trying to like get into the void that's being left and...
No, of course, make some money. Of course, there are opportunists that are going to cynically get involved with podcasts because they can't do something else. What I'll say about this project for us is, sure, we saw it as a movie. We have been unable to put frame one of a film together. Mm-hmm. We've actually been able to finish three podcasts about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, is that the universe telling me something?
I think so.
Right?
Well, Clea, what you said about how the human brain needs stories to survive and how to actually step away and actually stop writing in this moment and not try to sell something some other way would be like committing genocide, essentially.
Starving the human race, yes. Yeah. No. You get brain hunger, story hunger, you know, and if creatives are not sharing and are not expressing in some way, not only will we go batty, end up in a rubber room, padded room, jacket, you know, fancy jacket on the what's the fucking thing called?
The straitjacket?
No.
Tuxedo?
It's, that's closer.
Wetsuit?
It might be a wetsuit, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
it's like fancy. a wetsuit is rubber, and in a rubber room, you'd wear a rubber suit.
Yeah, sure.
So a wetsuit in a rubber room.
Yeah, that is in a rubber room.
What people say.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need a straitjacket once you're in a rubber room.
No.
And so we do have to pick the pencils back up, and people say scab, like that's like a bad thing, because like without that you're just like bleeding everywhere.
It's an enormous essential part of healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise you'll bleed out.
And the town's wounded.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's a deep wound running through the center of this industry right now. So that won't heal without a scab.
No. And also we are approaching a holiday that I don't feel we have any sort of content around, which is
Father's Day, which I think you guys can really
thought about doing Love and Santa with like a couple weeks of lead time before Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And then it was going to be a St. Patrick's Day Friday, and then I think in,
which worked, but
and then was it Easter? Were we going for Easter
after
that?
We were doing Easter. Was coming back from having OD'd next to Carson's pool.
That's right. And we blew through all of those deadlines. Yeah. I was sort of thinking we're sort of coming back on like a nice cushion before Christmas.
Oh.
But your ambition, like I love that ambition. Like let's hit Father's Day. We really have a few weeks.
And I think we do our best work under pressure.
We came hungry to this.
And also capitalize on the moment.
Yeah.
Right now, people are starving for something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're opening up all of their apps. They're turning on everything where they watch stuff, and they've got like zero to watch.
The dads, zero especially. To listen.
And dads have never been hotter.
Yeah. No, I mean, dad bod.
Dads are having a moment.
Remember,
dad bod just started blowing.
I just remember dad bod like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's what a great idea, conceptually, like that there are dads who have bods.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
There's
so much swimming with the movie.
The movie's a huge swimming movie.
Father's Day is a big swim day.
Oh, we did.
Well, because everybody swims with dad on Father's
Day. Dad's in the pool, you know, splash him a little bit.
Yeah.
He splashes you back.
He's tossing you in there.
Yeah, he'll throw you.
No matter where you are in the country, you're going to be spending the day in water with your dad. It's a lake. It's the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's a swimming hole. It's a pool. That's the day.
Yeah. If we get to December and Christmas, I'm sort of worried that the strike could be over by then, and like then people might be like trying to buy other stuff, and like that would that would be a huge problem. That would be a huge problem for us if people were like in the market for other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Clea, you haven't seen it, but I've emailed you 6 times. Can you move your microphone a little closer to your mouth?
Like this?
Wow, that was perfect. Thank you.
It's the kind of thing, Kevin, mm-hmm. that if everybody was wearing headphones, they could have measured for themselves.
Mm-hmm. I agree. No.
Yeah.
I've already emailed.
It's not really a Kevin thing. They made us feel very foolish for wearing headphones the first time we came in
here.
Was it
why? Because you're on camera and they don't want you wearing headphones on camera?
So they didn't even have headphones on offer, and we were like, hey, can we have headphones?
It doesn't feel like you're recording, does it, without the cams?
Honest to God, I'm assuming we haven't started yet, have we?
Right.
You
could say that in a good way, like, oh, it doesn't even feel like we're like recording a podcast, yeah, but it's like actually quite to our buddies. Bad.
Yeah.
No, we don't mean that
for this show.
Way
it's bad.
All.
Yeah.
But, and then we just had a episode with Amir Blumenfeld, who owns this entire shop,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, you guys don't wear headphones? Like, where are the headphones? You guys don't wear headphones? We don't want to get anyone in trouble.
This is a lot of mixed messaging.
Yeah.
So the head of the company?
Yes.
Wanted headphones and is asking you guys as if you're the people saying no headphones?
The environment here is so unbelievably toxic.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like it. Yeah. That's what we were trying to get out of by being in person.
Yes.
And now we're just like in the center, in the hub of toxicity.
I could have just done this on Zoom and not had to have the person at the reception desk swab my nasal cavity so hard.
Yeah.
Right.
And I said, I can do this
they don't
myself.
Have to go that high
anymore. I can
anymore.
Do this myself. And she was like, no, I'll do it.
Yeah. I insisted on doing it myself, and she shoved my hand up my nose.
She grabbed your wrist.
Yeah.
And no, she said, you know it, we got it when there's a little bit of blood on the swab.
Is Anya here? She just took some of our did she take the blood and she left?
I think, yeah, she usually takes the blood and then she goes.
Did she actually leave?
I don't know. Since we started recording,
okay,
I haven't had tabs on her.
I want to see if she's here so she can.
Yeah.
I just need her to share what happened to me when I took my test.
Yeah, it's, he's got locked in. No, but it's just, they obviously want you to be uncomfortable. There's some
mad?
Desire.
Is Hayes mad?
He seems, did he?
Like, bringing up the test thing really seemed, he like could not like get up and out. Did I say something? Did I get someone in trouble? Is he firing someone right now?
I don't think he can. I mean, we've been put in the position where we're told often that we will be fired.
Oh,
like,
oh, okay.
And, which, like, at this point, I'm like, fucking go ahead.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, fire my ass.
Yeah.
Like, do your worst. I was doing fine before HeadGum. Not that good. But
I was
going to
say, were you?
Yeah.
I was doing bad, but okay. I was, you know, but I made my way here and I'll get back on my belly and slither somewhere else.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
okay.
That's, you know, that's just what it is. So, like, you know, like, go ahead and fire me. But maybe Hayes is going to cause that to happen now.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
Great.
Were you just yelling at someone out there? Like, did we just get someone in trouble?
Well, we can just talk about it.
Hi, Anya.
Hi, Anya.
I wasn't trying to start trouble for anybody.
We were just talking a little bit about the testing process here and some of what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here. So something really scary happened to me before.
Yeah.
And I took my COVID test.
Yeah.
And you were watching me the whole time, I guess, to make sure I was doing it right or something.
Right.
And can you describe what happened to me?
Yeah. So your swab broke off. The end of it, and you looked at me like it was my fault.
It was in my nose.
And it was just like kind of sticking out of your nose.
It broke off.
And then you looked at me, and I was like, you'll be
fine. A whole shard of it broke off.
Oof. Yeah.
Well,
and then she mouthed, it worked.
Everything out?
And it was
then
really
she mouthed,
scary.
It worked. It worked. To someone who I couldn't see, who was like behind the counter somewhere, crouched down.
And there could still be, I actually am not sure, there could still be shrapnel. In my,
that's the thing you got
to
be careful
inside
of.
My nose and my
right
and microplastics. It's like the this entire place is like coated in microplastics.
This place,
yes, it's freaking loud.
I asked before I came here, is it BPA free? Mm. Is the studio BPA free? I was told yes, but I think probably not.
It's BPA free.
Interesting.
That's what it is. Check and see if there's anything in your nose now or
any pieces. Yeah.
She would love that, huh?
Yeah.
After how far she went into Jason's and the way she grabbed Clea's wrist.
She was jamming it up my nose like crazy and said, "Still, sit still, sit still." I was very uncomfortable.
You were in a meeting before when you came in here when I asked you to come in here.
Yeah.
You were in a meeting. What was the meeting about?
It was about how we dynamically insert the HeadGum stingers onto.
You were dynamically inserting a huge piece of shrapnel. It's a
into Hayes's damn brain.
Yeah, that's the second part of the meeting. We didn't get to that part yet. Okay. But.
I just needed confirmation for what happened. It was so crazy and so scary and dangerous.
I was standing right next to you, and I honestly blocked it out. Like when you said, "Let's go talk about what happened during my COVID test," I was like, "Wait, nothing happened." And then when you started describing it, it was like the memory came rushing back to me of like seeing my friend, who I care a lot about, have a COVID swab essentially explode inside of his head. Like it was fucking rigged to blow.
It almost felt like it was a prank. Like, was it a prank swab? Like, was it supposed to be
fun? Like a prank environment?
Well, so Jason's right. We were kind of hoping you were going to do them on camera, but we didn't catch the prank. So, like, let's scrap
this
it.
Is like prank wars all over again.
Yeah. I mean, it's so disgusting. It's so toxic. Like, you can take Amir and Jake out of the prank wars, but you can't take the prank wars out of Amir and Jake.
Mm-hmm. They're synonymous, you know?
Well,
Jake got pranked essentially to death. He doesn't exist anymore. Wow. He's gone.
R.I.P.?
To do the prank thing over there where there are no cameras was a bad call. Kind of like in pre-production, that was like something we talked about.
Do you know how Marty like looks a lot like Jake?
Is that creepy or what? Like he's replacing
Jake? I feel
Jake?
Like they brought Marty in like to be Jake's double and people were like, "That's not Jake." And they were like, "Oh yeah, this is some other guy that works here
he's
now."
Another co-founder. Yeah. They had to create a new...
Really?
But we have to talk about Love and Santa, Anya. I'm so sorry.
Do you want me to get Marty in here now?
Nah, I can't. We got to talk about Love
really
and Santa.
We really have to get into this project.
And we need to have like an internal conversation about that. Like we really have to like
move. Well, I'll be in there in a meeting.
Okay.
And so if you guys want to meet us in there.
Okay. Afterwards. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
No, thank you.
So that was really scary what happened to me.
You should talk to a lawyer.
Let's get
We're
it like
not allowed I mean to. That's like part of the contract
and usually here. People have like an idea for
it's
a
all settled by arbitration like anything Everything? That like they just kept talking about arbitration like
class action we need like
internal arbitration which to me I'm like it doesn't seem good for us.
It seems like you guys are in a bad deal.
Yeah.
But I
for love and Santa,
any, I feel like any if idea, this does any, well, it can maybe get you out of it.
This
so
is the,
it, like
the,
if love and Santa that, takes off,
love and Santa is the path.
Like
you know?
I really do. I really believe that this could, you know, get you out of this toxic and dangerous environment.
If we were kind of
viral
hoping,
in one moment.
I almost don't even want to like jinx it like that because I want to go viral so much.
If it went legitimately viral, I would straight up tell HeadGum and all the monsters here to fully kiss my grits.
Wow.
I would say that. I would just say it.
But you would say there'd be if it went nothing... viral.
Well, otherwise, you know, I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. But you are saying it here now on the stream. So... People could clip this and make it viral.
They could, Well, me saying "kiss my grits" goes viral. Is that gonna?
And Kevin probably wouldn't. Kevin's choices for like what to clip are like some of the least viral shit.
Yeah. He's
like,
actively
it's like
fighting
it's like
virality.
The antidote. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
What Kevin clips is the antidote.
The clips are antibiotics.
Antibiotic clips.
They're fighting the virus for sure.
This week on the Patreon, the boys discuss HeadGum's studio rules on the pro version, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see Hollywood Handbook live in Los Angeles May 30th with special guest Mary Holland at the Dynasty Typewriter. And if you can't make it to the show, you can watch the live stream for up to a week. The ticket links for that are in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Clea and Jason at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
I think when we started to do Love and Santa back in December was when we were sort of thinking about like making a deal, like we're talking to HeadGum and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I think the hope was that we could just like use Love and Santa or like use HeadGum to kind of drive up the Love and Santa deal a little bit. But Love and Santa has been such a disaster that it has actually ended up...
It's radioactive. It's a radioactive property. I mean, it was actually... It was put into the deal points that like HeadGum would not be associated with Love and Santa.
Yes.
So like and this episode doesn't even count towards our contract with them.
And every time a new version of Love and Santa was proposed, your deal went down several thousand dollars is what I also heard.
That's right.
There weren't a lot to spare.
Well, I'm broke, so I need this. I need this.
Good. I'm glad.
And
you should
now
be.
That the strike is on I mean if I can be involved in any way, I'm on board.
Dude, yes, we need you. We need some fresh eyes on this thing.
So what this is, the core elements are it's a Swimply.
You didn't hear about Swimply?
No.
Swimply is out. Swimply is out.
Okay.
And I'm not going to blame it completely on Mackenzie, but she didn't help. But I did secure someone new.
Okay.
A new investor, Swamply, which it's people renting. It's same concept, but they are swamps.
They're
which
renting
I think
it, their swamp.
They're renting
which I actually
swamp.
Think is better. I think it is better.
How is it better? Because I don't see people as enthusiastic about renting a swamp as they would be about renting like a nice pool.
But it's like pools, like everybody goes, like everybody has a pool.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what makes Swimply so smart.
Yes.
People really want to swim in a pool.
Yes, but have you ever swam in a swamp?
There's bugs and stuff.
Exactly, but it's giving people new experiences.
Exactly.
What's nice about a swamp, what is nice about a swamp, I will say, is like you can rent that swamp, party hard, trash the place,
right.
Walk out, and it'll just
they don't even know the difference.
It's a the bottom.
It's no rules.
You never hear about swamp pollution.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or saving them. No one gives a fuck.
No. That's cool about the swamp. It's like driving an old beater around town.
You
know what I mean?
It's like a status symbol of its own in a way.
Oh, yeah. You know scratch what I mean? On my ride.
Yeah.
And make yourself comfortable.
It
got plenty of company.
It gives more specificity, I think, also just to the store. Like it sets a tone
that Santa's missing in a swamp.
Yeah.
That Santa ODs in a swamp.
Yes.
And that they're having, I guess, a Father's Day event, all fathers.
So they're
right?
not
no
gonna.
Kids.
So
no kids.
It's Father's Day. They're not gonna go to Carson's for Father's Day this year. They go every year, but they've promised they're not gonna go to Carson's.
We always
for
say
Father's
we're not
Day.
Gonna go. We always end up going. I'm not caving this year.
Yes.
I'm not going to Carson's for Father's Day. I'm going to a swamp.
And so instead,
how about I'm going to the swamp?
And that's why we bring Jason in.
You know
I'm
mean?
Going to the
Make
swamp.
Make it feel more like a destination, not just any old swamp. I'm going to the swamp.
Okay. And now I want to go.
Yeah. Who doesn't? If you feel like there's only one, it's like the North Pole.
The
swamp.
You know, Santa goes to the North Pole.
Right.
Doesn't go to
the
like
swamp.
A pole.
Right.
Yeah.
And we can figure out if we can take like whatever swamp we end up like scouting and like is right if we can make that like the swamp like
huge.
That's huge.
There is only one on the site currently because it is like it is a startup.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to use
so the Swamply.
Is it booked at all?
It is pretty booked, but they have some windows. They have some windows,
but it's a podcast. I don't know that we need the swamp. But I love it to sound authentic.
Thinking about podcasts and Jason, like you having some expertise on this, the combination of podcasting and airboats.
Love it.
Yes.
I love it.
Okay. That was a huge concern for me.
I don't think it should be at all.
Okay.
I think that's additive to the project.
It's like the loudest way to move.
Yes. Any kind of fan boat, any kind of, I think what people are craving inside of content is authenticity.
Okay.
That is the most important thing right now.
Yeah.
And I think they know.
Because we can barely get
this. This is
all
bullshit, man. Look at this shit. This is fake, man.
But that's the thing is, you're really kicking that real table. And that people know. They're listening to this and they can hear that. Now, if you were saying, just dump those sound effects in, the modern audience is hip to all this manufactured bullshit.
Well, this is Mr. Toilet Flush. I mean, you remember he wanted a real toilet flush in the can.
When I walked in here, I said, is the bathroom mic'd? What's mic'd in here? Mm-hmm. Now I know the bathroom is not mic'd, which I think is a huge mistake for myriad reasons.
But did you notice they answered too fast?
Yeah.
Even before you...
What did you hear? And I said, no, what I heard is I want there to be flushes when I want flushes.
Yeah. Yeah. We gotta have that flush sound available. It should be real. It should be authentic and it should be, to the space.
For me, they said, what did I hear? I mean, what did you hear?
And also, what would be, think about this. Wouldn't it be great if you're doing the show in here, right? And there's a green light that goes on. Boom. That means someone's in there. Uh-huh, so now you know there's going to be a flush soon.
Yeah.
So now you can kind of, you can play to that impending flush, right? You know, you can start seeding stuff. You can start playing with whoever's in the bathroom. They don't even know,
like the airplane. Teasing that's the flush. That's the fun of the airplane.
Building the anticipation for that
catharsis.
When you're in the plane and you see the light turn green to red, and everyone just kind of leans forward.
We know what's up.
Yeah. What's thrilling to me?
Oh yeah,
it's not necessarily about the flush itself, but withholding the flush until they crave the flush.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And
people
then,
at home
and
are
then whether
gagging
you flush
for the
or
flush.
Not,
they cannot, they can't contain it.
If
I'm just on the pod listening at home, the minute I know there's a flush coming, I need to go to the, you're making people have cravings of their own or impulses of their own. I would need to go to the bathroom. Think of how like effective that would be to really control the habits of your listener. If you could put some of that into Love and Santa, the podcast. Mm.
To force someone to go to the bathroom against their will.
Now think about that in terms of the swamp.
Right.
That's why, sorry, not to bring this full circle. That's why you record in the swamp.
Right.
Yeah. That's why you record on a fan boat.
And the fan boats are part of it.
It drains into the swamp.
You said there's only one swamp. Is what kind of swamp? Is this like a Cajun
kind of swamp?
Oh, yeah. Is this a bayou
situation? It's a bayou situation.
Oh, that's great. Cajun Santa.
Because that's a Santa we never get to see.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Santa making gumbo. Santa doing crawdads. Yeah. Santa, like a Cajun Santa, like a bayou Santa. We've never seen it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gators instead of reindeer. Mm-hmm. I mean,
huge.
Donair.
Huge.
Yeah, right?
Same names? Yeah. I mean, kind of.
Well, we can't change this. Because we have to be really careful too about what we change in the record.
Okay.
So
I see.
We got to keep those names.
So that's right. So we can't change. So as writers, we can't change any writing because pencil's down.
Right.
Pencil's down.
So it is what it
is.
Right.
But we can kind of nudge the pencil.
Yeah.
It's down, not picking it up. But gosh, if it makes a mark on the script and kind of just puts a little parenthetical Cajun accent in some of these lines.
Yeah.
A lot of them would work. Are we doing anything with giant Bin Laden? Was the giant robot Bin Laden coming out of the ocean?
Big Laden.
Big Laden.
I'll be honest. I was nervous I was being asked here to play Osama Big Laden. So thrilled that that hasn't come across the transom. But I think, in a movie like this, I mean, he's somebody that was known to hide in places like the caves of Tora Bora.
Like
so why wouldn't he maybe be in a swamp?
Well, he's hiding in caves and I believe got dumped into the ocean.
Correct.
And as we just said, it drains into the swamp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it could be just the corpse of Big Laden.
Well, he's like, he's back.
Perfectly
like,
preserved by the swamp, the powers of the swamp, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The sulfurs and the bubbling ooze that comprises the swamp is like, you know, given new life.
Something that we didn't really get to last time was
Swamp Zombie Bin Laden.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Before it was the ocean, now it's the swamp. He raises out of the swamp and then what? Like, I think we got so caught up.
We had, it was something like, we were updating some of the concepts. It was SEAL Teen 6.
And that's where Sean came in.
Oh, no. And Sean, no, it was a single, it was one person whose name was Neil Teen 6.
Yes, it was Neil Teen 6. But then I think the problem was that it was a 6-year-old. So you guys were possibly saying it could be a 16-year-old.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I would play
it. And then you would play it. I don't listen to the episodes because they are so painful to live through. So
try being on the other end of them. Some of the shit you're doing during some of them, man.
I'm not doing it. I'm not taking the bait.
There's no bait here. Like, we're just having a very honest conversation.
There should be.
There has to be at the swamp.
There should be a lot of bait to the swamp.
Yes, yes, yes.
You get bait. You rent the fan boat. Like, that is the between civilization and the deep swamp.
Yeah,
this is the last vestige of what. And it's just somebody like a Shaloub or somebody runs the bait shop or something.
I love it. Yes, yeah, Shaloub's there.
If you've worked with Amazon, if we can get a thing where you can just like click and just like get bait,
bait just comes out of the podcast or whatever.
Yeah, I feel like they're working on that technology. It's only subscribe and save right now.
Okay.
So I think for singular orders, like, that's not going to happen. But I think people are going, you know, swamp season is long.
Ace is right in the sense that you should be able to click inside the podcast for products.
Well, this is what I'm wondering. Like, we're talking about this as a podcast, but it's feeling very visual to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's feeling very exciting visually.
So a visual podcast, which I'm is essentially what we're doing currently.
I'm wondering if we have AI animate this.
Oh, interesting. Oh. Wow.
Wow.
I've seen it make like Captain America and Aquaman race each other on like motorcycles and they both explode. Yeah. Like, I've seen it do some pretty killer stuff.
I know, and they get the fingers and teeth weird and stuff, but isn't that kind of good for swamp this, zombie
for like swamp Laden? For swamp zombie Bin Laden, it's like
Bin Laden.
Bin Laden
for AI, AI could actually be like into that if we're like trying to sweet the deal for the AI.
Mm-hmm. How big do you think Bin Laden is? Because the man himself was large.
I know.
So to say that he's big really connotes something quite large.
He was rising up out of the ocean. Now he's rising up out of the swamp.
So it is a kaiju kind of thing.
Yeah, but like the swamp is like not, it's kind of not that big.
Swamp's not as big, yeah.
And I think it's kind of pretty shallow.
But I think that's
so
good.
Maybe he's like 7'1".
Oh, okay, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Before I was thinking he was like 400 or like.
Then we can't call him Bin Laden.
If he's just seven
a little one? Bigger.
7'1" is big.
How tall was he?
He was
like six,
he
was, seven.
Yeah, he
yeah,
was. Like,
I know,
yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you met Bin Laden, like the difference between him being 6'7".
We're making him wider. Yes, we're making him wider. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes. We don't want like a Yao situation where like his feet are like giving up on him, but like before he's done with
before
the
move, Yao's able feet to are do the, giving yeah. up on
his
him?
Feet gave up.
Yeah. They just don't have faith in his abilities anymore.
They quit, man.
The feet were done.
The feet had some quitting them.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
They walked.
Boo.
So Bin Laden rides out of the swamp.
You're here, you're with us, you're safe.
And Santa fights Bin Laden. I guess that was the thing that I really got hung up on. He comes out of the swamp.
Yeah.
And then... what does Santa do? Like, Santa fights him.
Well, I want to say this just to explore it, and maybe it's not the idea. Maybe it's the idea that gets us to the idea. But So we're going to see Big Laden.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to expect him to be a baddie.
Mm-hmm.
But what if he's there to help Santa?
Okay.
And deliver presents.
Wow.
Wow.
Big Laden is delivering presents.
Big Laden has to deliver presents.
It's interesting.
Santa died. Who will drive the sled?
Who would you expect less to step into that role but Big Laden?
Yeah.
Right.
So,
but that's what I'm saying is like the fact that it's surprising, the fact that you couldn't predict it, isn't that what makes this a story worth telling?
Yeah.
Like, we've seen Santa deliver presents.
Mm-hmm.
That's check that one off. You know, we've got enough of that.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen Santa OD in a swamp and then Big Laden rises out in some kind of zombie form. He's the only one that can drive the sleigh and he makes Christmas happen.
But I just want to make clear what you're saying. It's not that Santa ODs in the swamp, goes into the swamp, and then emerges as Big Laden.
No.
This isn't a transformation. The swamp doesn't transform him.
No, and the timing is coincidental.
Okay.
The timing is, that's a little movie magic, and we may want to bolster that this is a special day in the swamp or something, or it's got extra juices.
Well, on Father's Day.
Yeah. Mm.
You know,
he has to deliver.
Both of them are fathers, Santa and Big Laden.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
It's what unites them. Maybe there's some shared magical thread that connects the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of like someone that doesn't understand the spirit of the holiday, like taking over for Santa. Like honestly, who is grinchier?
Right.
Than Big Laden.
Is there a bigger real life Grinch in our modern American history, than Big Laden, you know?
I don't think so. Another Scrooge,
a greater Scrooge I cannot think of.
Yeah.
He makes, the real Grinch used to, like, kind of, like, kick his dog on the butt, like, a little bit. Not even, like, that much.
Yeah.
It was bad.
He was rough with him.
He was definitely rough with him.
He was rough with him, but also the dog was resilient. There was a relationship there.
Do you want to in a Grinchy kind of, do you want to tie it too much to Santa and a Christmas Carol? Like, do you want Big Laden saying things like "Bah humbug"? Do you want to lean into those tropes, or is this truly like a Father's Day? Once Santa is dead, we're not even engaging in Christmas storytelling anymore.
Well, should he absorb sort of some of Santa's magic and then also absorb maybe some of his Cajun influence that I think we're going to miss, you know, in the second half of the movie if we don't keep that alive? And I'd love to have him say "Bah humbug," something like that. Copyright issues, I don't know if he could. He probably could say something like "Drink Athletic Greens." Mm-hmm. AG1 is full of vitamins.
Wait, hold on. This feels like an ad.
It's a podcast.
That's a podcast, man.
But you ever listen to a podcast?
Didn't you see the sign?
Yeah.
Green and is this a dynamic ad being placed inside the show?
I'm just dynamically inserting his greens.
I'm feeling a lot more dynamic now that I've got all these unique vitamins and minerals blended into one simple powder.
On that here?
That's coming.
Okay,
that's good. That
would be great.
We've been talking to fake Jake, talking to Marty out there about it.
The Cajun thing. I was just looking up. I just like to do like due diligence, you know. Like I trust you.
Yeah.
Or at least I think you think what you're saying is real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like I just gotta check.
Okay.
There is a Swamply. There is only one Swamply location. That was all accurate. It is like pretty booked up, but there are windows. That's all correct. You didn't say exactly where. You said it was a Cajun swamp, which I guess it is. It's in Santa Fe, which is considered. I love Santa Fe.
That's
like
great.
Any excuse to like go. I love the different jewels and like
the mesas.
Yes. Well,
Breaking Bad.
That's Albuquerque, but that's okay.
Yeah.
So close, though. Do they ever drive through, you know?
just the fact that there's a swamp at all, that's where the swamp is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's naturally occurring. Doesn't look like it. It looks like a very big spill of some kind. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's Cajun in Santa Fe, mm-hmm. I almost were just even looking at it. I almost worried that whatever spilled has like made people there Cajun in some way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, to be clear, no one can go in the swamp.
Okay.
We can't touch the liquid that is, can't even legally call it water in the swamp.
Yeah. Okay.
But we need to stay, maybe 100 yards to be safe away from the swamp. So we'll have to do a lot with the camera.
Okay.
Which, you know, might be a case to keep it a podcast just because of the proximity to the swamp. Like mm-hmm. we could put like
no
a boom
visual
pole.
Element.
You know, that reaches so we can hear the swamp. But
I'd love to hear my director say, we'll have to do a lot with the camera.
That's
like, yeah.
Well, but to be clear, we are, I believe, talking about a podcast.
Yeah, then like, she's talking about the camera.
Okay.
That gets my mind turning. We had also discussed at one point having AI animate the podcast to provide a visual element.
It's happening again.
I think the AI thing is, you know, that's distracting everybody from the real conversation that needs to be had.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just feels like something that's getting floated out here
right.
so that we get distracted and talk about AI a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I mean, I'm here because I think the like long form narrative podcast potential in what you guys are talking about is .. limitless.
Right. And that's where movie. It's at still. Like, why just have people like sit down and just like talk and like not put money into the front end of a podcast?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, and also like a podcast, like really finally a podcast that's about something.
Yes.
That gives you something that isn't just idiots sitting around talking about something dumb mm-hmm. that
right?
is it's really like, oh no, here is us, here's how about this, here's storytelling,
right?
Remember
right?
it
mm-hmm. yes. we used to think this was important.
We used to gather around a fire and tell stories
mm-hmm. and it's no longer pretending that you have friends hanging out with you when you're in your car. It's pretending that you're watching a movie that has no pictures, that's not as well executed.
Yes.
Like, that's the fucking future,
theater
man.
Of the mind.
That's podcast. Right.
That's podcast.
Right?
Yes.
That's podcast.
That's podcasting.
That's a real toilet flush.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know? That's so cool, man. Yeah, I'm inspired now. I think you're right. We're
so,
distracted.
But are we going, like, this is my question. You say we need the authenticity. We can't get, you said 100 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's some wiggle room there?
We have some wiggle room to be further away.
Mm-hmm.
So anything more than 100 feet works.
Yeah.
Which is like okay. a lot.
Well, we're much more than 100 feet from it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if we just had mics on the swamp, you know, right now,
yeah,
hearing all the gurgling and the bubbling and the splooshing.
The mics are like, we have to be so far away. We're like, we're negotiating ourselves farther away from the swamp.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like, how we're going to get the splooshing sounds. I would love to get something like just the effect of like Big Lot and like rising out of it. I do think we need.
We don't have a Big Lot,
and still Jason is kind of like, that seems like that's
I don't
like
think
a
we
red
should.
Line for
yeah.
him.
Yeah, we no, should, so. We should was, jump ship on that one.
Yeah, let's
the thing
just
that
not
I
even
feel like is
we can't even
dangerous
part of this.
Is I feel like Clea and I are here telling you guys how it can be done,
mm-hmm.
and you're giving me a lot of why it can't be done. And I'm wondering, I guess, are you committed, Clea, to doing this project with these guys? Because there are other podcasts, other podcast networks, other people podcasting who would like love to figure out the problems, not just establish them for you and let you flail around in the solution.
I would love that.
Oh,
I haven't been invited on any other podcasts.
Got it.
So it's
got
not
it.
It's not okay. for lack of desire mm-hmm. on my part. It's lack of interest in
interesting.
I think the COVID test went a little too high up on this guy. He's got some bad ideas, you know. You don't want to listen to any of that, you know. Us identifying problems is a huge feature of working with us. We see the issue before it becomes an issue,
right?
And we iron it out. Is it a pleasant process? Is it nice to spend time with us? Mm-hmm. Absolutely not. But that's not what the work is about.
And that's what they keep telling me. And that's why I'm still here.
It's tough. It's tough. You know, because I'm like, I'm here, like, I want to roll up my sleeves and get my hands dirty on making this. And even like the reality of like, oh, it's not a pool anymore. It's a swamp. That is negative, but I'm trying to see it only as a positive. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity to tell a swamp story rather than a pool story. Mm-hmm. And guess what? More people listening to podcasts right now have headphones on and are sitting next to a swamp than are sitting next to a pool.
Yep.
And we need to be making podcasts for the swamp people,
yep,
not the pool people. That's why we're pencils down, because it's too many pools. I'm tired of putting more pools in Ted Sarandos' backyard.
Yes.
The guy's got 9 pools.
Mm-hmm. The pool peoples are the one that the shut pool peoples down are the this problem. Industry because yeah. they don't want to pay the swamp people yeah. enough to keep
pay the swamp people.
Nice.
Pay the swamp people. We're just looking for 2% for the swamp people from the 1% pool people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
Wow.
Wow. Well, I do think we should have Kevin make the swamp noise of Bin Laden emerging.
Now? We should have him do it
I
now?
I think we should have him do it just to see if we actually do need to go there. I love what you said about a long-form narrative podcast, and just hearing long made me think, like, God, we could make this so fucking long, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we could do it forever. Like, why... You
500
know.
Episodes at least, which seemingly is forever.
Yeah, 500 episodes. Like,
if every episode is Bin Laden giving a present to a different father, is like
so many.
To a dad millions. For Father's Day.
Yeah,
that's so millions of episodes. Many.
Yeah,
you do like a quantum leap style, like great touch by type thing.
Yeah, and it
like
can, each so you can one go through time.
Is a story.
Yeah. Bin Laden could go back and give every father to dads throughout from different history. Times.
Yeah. Yes, it's episodic. Yes, it's serialized. Yes, 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 yes. Like everything is coming together. Like it that's so fucking epic, guys. We've got to hear Kevin make this sound.
We got to, Kevin. And I think the other thing that is, I feel like, because it's such a fixture of all great podcasts, is you're going to need a theme song. We're going to need a theme song for this show, you know, or this, I guess it's a show, you know, something that really gets at all of these salient points so that the audience knows exactly what they're about to watch going forward, right?
This is why you get Jason. Yeah. And I love that. Yes. And are you angling to write it?
I'm not the music person. I think though somebody in this fandom, somebody certainly is gonna send this to you.
Yeah.
The swamp I'm just reading is salient as
well. Oh, good.
Well.
Good.
And it's pointy.
As long as it's not sentient. That would be great.
I think it's just it's packed with salience.
So whenever you want to make the sound, Kevin, we're rolling.
It's a theme sound.
Theme sound.
So if we could get the theme sound.
And it's one of those things, too, when you hear it, you're like, I know I'm about to hear my favorite thing.
Yeah.
You know, and just and also just like it, what he says.
When it's Pavlovian. It's Pavlovian.
It's Pavlovian.
Yes. You begin drooling for your podcast dinner.
Pavlov's dog. It's from Pavlov's dog.
It's Pavlov's dog.
And what he says, of course, like his big line when he... When he comes out of the swamp.
Yeah. Okay, we've stalled enough. Sound. Do you have the sound?
Oh, my.
Okay.
That's the sound of Bin Laden.
He just kind of slips out of the swamp very silently and pretty quickly.
It sounds so quiet and mellow, too.
Can we get just a little sound. He's very big. He's like at least 7'1".
And I think it's brave to not do the accent.
Thank you. Oh, my.
Is it too sensual? Like, I'm getting a little, can we do it with maybe like 10% less?
This is for, a director's
it's
eye.
For dad.
This is a director's
yeah.
eye
for dad. This is.
Ow, my.
That felt like you said, ow,
yeah.
my.
Yeah.
And I'm anticipating, ow, my what? So yeah. I think that's confusing. Right. It's going to yeah. start everybody off.
That's a good note.
Like, yeah. I'm.
Oh, my, my.
There's okay. a little Goodbye. Bit of Goodbye. Southern
yeah. Yeah.
Well, flair there,
we
but
it. We have to stop.
It's not yeah, quite
we have to stop.
We
have to stop.
Go. Bye.
We have to stop. Bye.
Hollywood.